The latest U.S. government warnings suggest East Africa remains a hotbed of terrorist activity. But progress has been made, including what may be the critical detention of an Al-Qaeda suspect in the region 2 months ago. That suspect has effectively disappeared. A Kenyan government spokesman says he isn't sure how security authorities in his country obtained the information that enabled them to detain suspected Al-Qaeda operative Suleiman Abdallah.
There is exchange of information between our agencies, the British and Americans, but I can't be, forthright to tell you the information was given by the America.
But one thing spokesman Douglas Kaunda of Kenya's Ministry of Internal Security is sure of, he tells VOA that following Abdallah's seizure in Mogadishu last March, the suspect was turned over to American officials in Nairobi.
He was handed over to the American authorities. Probably you can inquire from Washington exactly what they are doing with him at the moment.
But therein lies the mystery. In Washington, no one seems to know what happened to the alleged Al-Qaeda fighter, or if they do, they're unwilling to discuss it. A spokesman for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, says he doesn't want to cast aspersions on the Kenyans, but in the spokesman's words, we just didn't get info on Abdallah, nor was he seen by us, made available to us, or turned over to us. For their part, officials at the Justice Department are equally adamant, with a spokesman there telling VOA the best information his department has is that Abdallah is still in Africa and not in the United States. Other officials go further, saying Abdallah is in custody, but not U.S. custody. They offer no elaboration. Clearly, though, U.S. authorities do know something about the suspect. First of all, they say he is Tanzanian, not Yemeni, as originally reported from Kenya. They also say he is wanted in connection with the 1998 bombings of U.S. embassies in East Africa. Because other terrorists linked to the attacks in Kenya and Tanzania were tried in the United States, Kenyan government spokesman Kaunda is insistent that Abdallah was heading to America.
The other suspects of a similar nature were tried in the U.S. It was found prudent for this one also to be tried there.
There are a number of theories on Abdallah's present whereabouts. For one, he could be in a secret foreign detention facility. But Abdallah could also be cooperating with U.S. and other agents in East Africa, perhaps leading them to terrorist hideouts and weapons caches. Curiously, after his capture, Kenyan officials are reported to have arrested four more people linked to Al-Qaeda. They also announced a manhunt for a leading Al-Qaeda suspect from the 1998 embassy bombings, who they said was recently spotted in the region, perhaps plotting another bloody attack. Like Abdallah, this suspect, Fazul Abdullah Mohammed, originally from the Comoros, is believed to have been operating out of Somalia. One thing is clear, East Africa remains a place where, as U.S. officials put it, there is a high potential for terrorist actions. The U.S. military's Horn of Africa Anti-Terrorist Task Force, operating out of Djibouti, is working closely with regional governments, gathering and sharing intelligence. A military spokesman acknowledges the intelligence effort involves sea, land, and air assets and has become more focused in recent weeks. The spokesman will not comment specifically on Al-Qaeda suspect Fazul Abdullah Mohammed now being hunted in the region, but he says it is significant that he was spotted. Alex Belita, VOA News, The Pentagon.